Hey guys, Coach is here.
Hey Mike, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are, thank you. Just kind of curious if you could give us any updates on whether you're close to getting Roddy or any of your other injured guys back.
Well, they're working hard to get back out on the field, and I think it's really too early to tell if we're going to have an opportunity to get these guys back. They're working diligently with our athletic performance people, and as soon as the doctor gives them the okay for the return to play, we'll get them out there.
You had a lot of changes on your offensive line. Lamar Holmes has started 6 of 7 games, was listed as a backup right now. Talk about his development and kind of the moving parts of that group this year.
Well, we've had a lot of moving parts, like a lot of teams, through the first half of the season. Lamar has come in and had to play left tackle for us because of an injury to Sam Baker. I think he's done some good things. It's a learning experience, especially at that position, protecting the backside of your quarterback. But I think we've done a pretty good job of protecting our quarterback. We haven't done a good job of running the football. We've got to get better at that.
Has that been more a function of the injuries with Steven Jackson, or the line, or the chemistry, or kind of all of the above?
It's all of the above. Again, injuries cannot be used as an excuse. This is a no excuse business. The NFL, that's what it's all about. You got to go out and you got to perform each and every week, and we have not, performed up to our capabilities. We believe. And in turn, we haven't gotten, the outcome that we want each and every week. And everybody's, trying to do the same thing, and that's win.
Mike, a lot of people seemed to want to play GM and trade your tight end at the deadline. What does it mean that he's still with you, and was that ever much of a serious discussion?
It means we are a better football team with Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez is probably the greatest tight end to ever play the game in my mind. Maybe redefine the position in terms of what you're looking for in a tight end. And in terms of the banter that's been going on over the last few weeks, I stated from the very beginning, and we've had a statement that there was no way that was going to happen, and it didn't. So,
Coach, Kim's had some good games against you guys in the past, but the last three games he seems to be playing in another level. You see anything different in his game this year than the last few years?
He's playing probably at the highest level of any quarterback in the league if you look at the last three games. His completion percentage above 75. He's doing a very good job. He is so hard to defend. He's an outstanding passer, but he also creates extension of the play, which puts a lot of stress on everybody on the defensive side of the football. But I think Mike Shula is doing a great job putting him in position to be successful. And when he has to improvise, he's done a good job, and he's such a hard guy to tackle, and he can extend plays for 6-7 seconds if need be.
How do you stop him?
Well, you've got to be very disciplined in your responsibilities. You have to account for him as a runner, even though he may only run the ball 6 or 7 times in a ball game where they're designed runs, but you have to be prepared and account for him on every snap, and that changes the math in terms of what defenses are accustomed to doing in the NFL. You usually are only concerning yourself about the quarterback as being a distributor of the football and not having to account for him as a runner, and you have to in the offense that Mike Shula has put together this season.
Hey, Mike, a lot of people, including Matt Ryan just a few minutes ago with us, talk about these two Panthers defensive ends. Wondered if you could talk specifically about Johnson, Charles Johnson, and sort of what you see as his strengths of his game.
He's relentless in in the way that he plays the game. He's got six sacks. His production, not just this year, but the last couple of years, I think the last 3 years, has just been outstanding. He's a high-effort guy. I think he understands leverage and angles very well, and I think that's what most successful pass rushers have an innate ability to understand leverage and angles. And he's got a motor that doesn't stop. And the guy that lines up on the other side, Hardy, is a big, strong guy. I think they're two different type of rushers. He's more of the big, strong guy. He's been moved around. They're doing a great job with their rotation. They're doing a great job in putting them in different spots. It's really difficult to get a B because they're doing such a good job with their rotation, and both those guys have lined up in different positions. And they're not always going to be right and left. Sometimes they're going to line up on the same side together. Sometimes they're going to line up on the opposite sides, which you anticipate. They've even lined them up at the nose tackle. So they've done a nice job putting pressure on the quarterback. Their defense is playing with a lot of confidence right now. They're not giving up a whole lot of points. They're doing a very good job, and I think it starts with their front seven in that rotation. And then I think their linebackers are playing very well. Thomas Davis, I think, is playing his best football of his career, and he's been a good player for a long time.
Coach, you mentioned Shula's offense a few times. Is there anything about the rhythm of it or what they're doing that's significantly different than what you remember like from the first game you guys faced last year?
Oh, yeah, I think that, when you have a different play caller in there, there's going to be a different numbers in terms of when you start looking at the breakdown, in terms of the percentages of what's going to happen. Does a nice job of having the quarterback in shotgun, having the quarterback underneath the center. Does a very good job formationally. He's going to work to make you work to adjust to the motions and shifts. I know he's trying to get an advantage on the angles and get the math in his favor.
Mike, this is kind of new ground for you guys since you've been there. How are you dealing with it, and how confident are you that you can kind of get things turned around?
Well, I'm very confident that we'll play the type of football that we're capable of playing. We've not gotten the outcome that we wanted. We've had some very close football games, but that's what the NFL is all about. It's coming down and making plays at the end of ball games in most games. Got a strong locker room. We got a good group of guys. They've continued to work hard. We've got to coach better. They've got to play better. And if we'll do those things, I think we're going to like where we're going to be at the end of the season. We're not even to the halfway point, so there's a lot of football still to be played.
Coach, your quarterback was asked about some comments he made after the first game there last year that kind of fired up the Panthers, and he admittedly is not a guy that, says a lot on the field. Was that kind of out of character for him? Or
Guys, in terms of what's said on a football field, there's a lot of things that are said between teams and between players, and really it has no bearing on, it may fire somebody up, who knows, but it has no bearing on what's going to happen in Charlotte this week. We're going to line up and play against a really good football team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now. It's going to be a big challenge for us. It's going to be a loud environment, and we're going to have to go out, and match their intensity. Anytime two division opponents get together, there's a lot of intensity, and I don't anticipate this would be any different.
Mike, there's a chance they might get Jonathan Stewart back this week. I mean, I guess that's just another weapon for Shula to play with. You talk about, if he does play.
Well, that would actually give them, another punch in their run game. I think D'Angelo's doing a very nice job. So is Mike Tolbert. I think Mike and his staff have done a very good job offensively integrating Mike Tolbert into the offense. But Jonathan Stewart, we've had a number of battles with him. He's a big, strong running back, and that would just be another weapon for them to deploy against our defense. And again, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about some of the other weapons that they have on offense. Steve Smith, I st- still think is playing at a very high level. He's the most competitive wide receiver in the NFL, bar none. Love the way that he plays the game. And Greg Olsen is having another outstanding year in terms of catches and yardage. I believe he's, you know, on his way to having an outstanding season. So there's a lot of weapons that we're going to have to defend. And that's why they're playing so good, and they're on a three-game winning streak right now.
Mike, we in the media like to talk about must-wins. I don't know if you guys think of them that way, but is it kind of getting to be that time for you guys?
Guys, as a coach and as a player, every time you go out and play, it's a must-win. And that's the way you approach it. You approach every season one game at a time, and you must win that game. You know, it's always about this week. So we don't concern ourselves with what's really happened in the past. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from the things that we do well. But every game in the NFL and every game that we've played or coached is a must-win game because it's the next game and it's the most important game.
Mike, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it, guys. See you up there this week.